proclamation number 3515 dated the August 16th, 1945. Prayer in spirit and in truth. Every prayer rising up to me in spirit and in truth will be granted. But who prays to me in spirit and in truth? A thought arising from the bottom of your heart intended for me will guarantee the right prayer. Anyone who speaks to me without shyness and restraint, just as if it came from the heart, anyone who does not look for me in the distance but feels me close to himself, who does not recite formal prayers but rather has thoughts which come forth from himself, that is, thoughts which arise from his own heart, who speaks to me without falsehood and dishonesty, thus anyone who completely opens his heart to me without wanting to hide anything, who therefore speaks to me like a child to its father, sends his prayer to me in spirit and in truth, because the spiritual spark has been kindled in him already. His spirit has awakened to life, and this places heartfelt thoughts into a person's heart. Anyone who can pray to me like that is already on the right path, and he will be guided along by his spirit in the right way. However, this is the kind of prayer I expect in order to hear it. I pay no attention to formal prayers because they do not arise from a person's own heart and can therefore never be felt with the same depth as the heart's own language can express. Anyone who prays to me must call upon me in spirit, and his voice will be heard by the Father Spirit. Anyone who calls upon me must drop all inhibitions. He must step in front of me without hiding anything and speak plainly and frankly. It must not be accompanied by the least insincere thought. He must pray with absolute truthfulness. For I know every thought, and nothing remains concealed from me. Anyone who prays to me like that, in spirit and in truth, does not need a special place for prayer. He can send his spirit to me always and in all places. He will always pray in his closet if he withdraws into himself and seeks mental contact with me, and I will answer his prayer. I am waiting for such a call, and I am perceptively close to anyone who calls upon me in spirit and in truth. And he will feel the presence of my Father-spirit around himself. He will not send his prayer into the distance but speak to me in the certainty that I myself am close to him and hear him. And whatever my child asks for will be granted. For its indwelling spirit instructs it to pray in the right way, and this prayer will always more relate to his spiritual than to his physical well-being. But I will also help my child physically, because it subordinates its will to mine as soon as it prays in the right way, that is, in spirit and in truth. He knows the goal of his life on earth and aims to attain it, for the right prayer also guarantees higher knowledge. Anyone who calls upon me as I want to be called upon, need not fear any want. But first I will consider his spirit, so that his soul shall be imbued with knowledge, so that his soul need not live in want. Then the human being will also know that physical suffering is not inevitable, that it is beneficial for the soul, and he will humbly subordinate himself to my will. Nevertheless, I will also guide him unscathed through his earthly life, because I will grant my child every help. A right prayer therefore also guarantees the fulfillment of earthly requests, and no such prayer will ever remain unheeded. My love will always fulfill a sincere desire for me and my help, for my grace and strength, for spiritual and earthly care, because anyone praying to me in spirit and in truth lifts up to my will. And I will be a loving father on earth and in eternity for anyone striving to fulfill my will. Amen.